The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing at wwer.org/membership. Welcome to Talk of the Town on WWER. My name is Sally Adams, and what we like to talk about on Talk of the Town are fun and interesting things to do in and around Colonial Beach. Today I talk with Joyce Reimer and Joni Millward, who are my co-chairs for the 2022 Osprey Festival of the Potomac Chesapeake Bay Watershed. This episode of Talk of the Town was recorded inside a very busy Colonial Buzz coffee shop. Listen closely to learn more about the festival, or you can visit online at www.colonialbeachospreyfestival.org. Hi, welcome to Talk of the Town. I am here with Joyce Reimer and Joni Millward today, and we're going to talk about the Osprey Festival. We happen to be at the Colonial Buzz coffee shop in town, and this is the place where everybody meets and greets. But more than that, Colonial Buzz is going to be one of the sponsors of the Osprey Festival through their tips in the month of April. So if you want coffee in the month of April, go to the Colonial Buzz, get some coffee, and support the Osprey Festival. Let's start out talking about, how did the Osprey Festival get started? Maybe that's a question for you, Joyce.
Mainstream programs are required to raise money to support revitalization efforts in downtowns. Beautification, more historic district, all kinds of things. Anything that will help improve the downtown. So we started out having an Earth Day festival. And the first year we raised $36.
Woo!
So the next year we were wiped out by a severe storm. So at this point, we decided we really needed to come up with a better idea if we were going to try and raise any money for this at all. And now, the Main Street programs really emphasize with their communities that you need to look for what's special about your town, what's unique, what differentiates you from other places. And one of the things I noticed was our abundance of ospreys. And I thought it was wonderful. I'd never been to any place with so many of these beautiful birds. And I thought, well, we can get our environmental message across through focusing on the ospreys. So that's how it started. We came up with this idea for several reasons. One, it would bring in visitors during a slow season, an off season, or sometimes call it a shoulder season. And it was something that was fairly unique to our town. I searched around. I couldn't find any other Osprey festivals at the time. And then we wanted to structure the festival in a way that sent our visitors out into the town businesses. So we had a scavenger hunt. We had to find the bird and in a town business where the restaurants were offering osprey specials, eat like an osprey, featherweight specials, early bird specials. Some of the folks got very creative, like Lenny's over here that year. And then we had tours taking people all around the town to see the town and see the osprey nest, but it also kind of showcased the town to sort of support our real estate industry. So that's how it started out. The ospreys were something unique to this town through which we could also communicate an environmental protection conservation message. Well, and also, the other thing was, and this was pointed out by Susan Janace, the PR person for the town, was that there was this great similarity sort of between the ospreys having gone through a very challenging period when they nearly went extinct, and the struggle that Colonial Beach was having to revive its economy and its downtown, and there was just a parallel there. So we got it started the first year, and it's been up and down since then.
So we've been talking about the ospreys, and we know that it's a bird, but we don't know very much from this conversation what there is to know about the osprey. And I'm going to turn to Joni Millward for information about the osprey, why it's important, why we celebrate the osprey, and how you got involved in the festival.
Well, I was asked to be involved with the festival, although I'm not part of downtown Colonial Beach. I do love the ospreys. I believe that is why I was asked to help with this. My passion, my heart. There's a lot about ospreys that are very special. They're a sentinel bird. They tell us things about our waterways, about our environment. When they're doing well, our waterways are doing well. They're 99% fish eaters, and they come here to nest and to fish and to mate. And it tells us right now that I believe that our waterways are in good shape, our river and our bay.
Are they primarily an Atlantic bird?
They're all over the continent, except Antarctica. They're everywhere.
Okay.
In the whole world.
In the whole world.
Okay.
Yes,
when you say the osprey is a sentinel bird, what does that mean, a sentinel bird?
Basically, an indicator. They tell you a lot about the health. Like I said, the health of our river, the health of our bay. When things aren't going well for them, probably things aren't going well for us either.
Right.
So
like the canary in the coal mine.
Sort of.
Yes.
Sort of like that, absolutely.
Okay.
So, I can see a platform nest from my deck in my yard. And when we moved here, my husband actually pointed out, look, an osprey platform. Well, we had no idea what that was going to mean to us, but had 4 years with them now, coming and going every spring and leaving in the fall. And I've just come to love them, and I've read about them. Very, very interesting bird. Like I said, they're 99% fish eaters. They do not eat carrion. They you would not find any respectable osprey eating carrion. It's their live fish.
Turkey buzzards, don't take offense if you're listening.
We need those too, though, for our environment. But that's what they do here. And they did survive, like Joyce said. They did survive a really hard time during with the DDT, and it did nearly cause them to go extinct, like with many birds, our eagles. It was a very hard time, and once scientists realized that osprey was actually the bird that helped them to realize that this was
that
wrong.
DDT runoff from farms into rivers,
yes,
was causing,
yes,
the extinction of wildlife.
So they would mate and they would lay eggs, but the egg shells were so thin that they would break, and of course the chicks would die, and so they did not reproduce.
Well, this time of year when we have the festival is a time when chicks are, well, first of all, mating happens.
Correct.
And the same ospreys may return to a nest, like you may have the Livingstons every year.
Livingstones.
Yes. A lot of people name their birds around here because we have over 50 nests with osprey watchers.
We do. We have, actually within town limits, we have 50 nest total, that's platforms and tree nests that we can see that have been previous nests. Whether or not they'll go back to those sites, we don't know, but we counted those in. And we've got our Osprey Watch program going now, and that's an international site. I would encourage residents to go to that site, register, join our Colonial Beach Osprey Watcher Nesting Monitoring Group.
Is
and
it OspreyWatch.org?
It's Osprey-Watch.org. Yes.
Okay, so Osprey-Watch.org is the site to go to, and you can find the Colonial Beach nests on there.
Yes.
Thanks to, in part, you and your husband.
We
Didn't you all run around and
We ran all over Colonial Beach. I know it better than I have in the 4 years. And
Joyce, you have visited the nest as well when we first started making the Osprey nest maps before we were registered with Osprey Watch.
Right.
So you ran around in a golf cart, I think, counting
yes,
nests.
Yes, and a golf cart is a great way, but maybe the best way to go see all the nests because they're very widespread all over town. And it's just really fun to be out in the golf cart and
yeah,
in the outdoors and discovering, looking around for where all the nests are.
And we have at least 3 golf cart companies where you can get a golf cart and run around, but we also offer golf cart tours as part of a ticket for the Osprey Festival.
Right, give people a taste of what fun it is to travel the town in a golf cart and look at our wildlife and our ospreys and our sunsets and our sunrises and so much to
and
see.
And the river!
And the river.
Don't forget the Potomac
so
River.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And our blue herons and our kingfishers and our swans. And,
yes.
You know, there's just so much here. But one thing that we should mention, though, is that like the Osprey and like Colonial Beach, the festival almost died as well.
As a result of COVID.
As a result of COVID. We're all planning the second year of the Osprey Festival, and then COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
And there were going to be no festivals in 2020. But through a Chamber of Commerce meetup, I met some folks from the Navy Federal Credit Union, and one of those folks mentioned to me that there was this wonderful website designer who maybe once a year or so would do pro bono work for a nonprofit organization, and that's how we met Deb Newman, wonderful, really talented website designer.
And I'm going to tell you the website address,
okay,
which
please,
is colonialbeachospreyfestival.org, which became the Osprey Festival for the 2 years
for
we
two
were
years,
in quarantine.
Right. And she designed this just beautiful, beautiful website, so rich in promoting Colonial Beach and promoting our bird life and promoting historic sites around the area and bird watching sites around the area and our music and arts, including, I think there is one musician performing on the site that might be
someone you know
present here.
Well, we'll have to find out, won't we?
And we included pictures of all this wonderful art that had been created by local artists, the Artist Guild, the Artist Alliance, and so thanks to that meeting, somebody at a Chamber of Commerce meetup, the Osprey Festival remained alive.
Right, and it went online for 2 years, and this is the first year out of the box after being totally on your computers. So this is very exciting for us. This year, Deb has added a ticket portal to the first page that you see when you open colonialbeachospreyfestival.org. And if you go to that site, you can actually purchase your ticket for the Osprey Festival, which Joni's going to tell you why it's a great idea to get a ticket. The tickets are very inexpensive, and you get to see some awesome people.
You do. The tickets are for single is $10, for a full nest, $15, children are free.
With an adult.
With an adult. So you get that ticket ahead of time. Day of, it goes up $5. So
all
you want to do
good
that.
Cause.
You want to do that early, but it is all for a good cause. With that ticket, you are going to get some great presentations. Our keynote, what I consider our keynote speaker, is Dr. Alan F. Poole. He's world-renowned Osprey expert. He's written 2 books. He's an retired associate of Cornell. He knows ospreys inside and out and can talk circles around any of us, I'm quite sure. But he's going to be presenting via Zoom, and I'm looking forward to that. And I think we're so fortunate, and I feel honored that he actually suggested that he speak at our festival here in Colonial Beach. We also have great people coming in, expert bird watchers, neighborhood authorities. We have Mike Callahan, who is awesome. He's going to be talking about ospreys and other raptors. Pam Narney is going to be giving a talk on life in her nest, basically, what went on, and sibling rivalry, I believe, is the topic of her presentation. We have a presentation on hummingbirds. We have a presentation on native plants, butterflies, pollinator gardens. I know many of you are interested in pollinator gardens. I know I am, so I'm looking forward to that.
And beginning bird watching.
Beginning bird watching. And technology and birding. So a wide array of topics should interest everybody. We're going to have children's activities with BAM. BAM will be there.
Beach arts, music, and mentoring.
We're going to have vendors and food and exhibitors. It should be a really fun festival. Trolley ride.
Yep. If you want to get around to see the nests with a group of people, can you just hop on the trolley, Joyce? You have to have a band, I guess.
And we were also committed from the outset to make this festival as accessible as possible for everyone. Elderly people that maybe couldn't get around too well, maybe they were in walkers or people in wheelchairs, and that's one of the reasons that we brought the trolley in, because we wanted to have a vehicle that the people in wheelchairs or scooters could get on and take a tour as well. Some of them wouldn't be able to get onto the golf carts.
And we also made it a family-friendly event. You have master naturalists who are going to be able to explain things.
Do guided bird walks, and we believe the Northern Neck Audubon Society will be able to be here too. They had some COVID restrictions for quite a while, but as things are easing up, they might be able to do wonderful guided bird walks along our shore, or talk about waterfowl, songbirds, and getting back to Mike Callahan and Pam Narney, we wouldn't have had an Osprey Festival if it wasn't for their initial contributions of their expertise. Pam Narney, who wrote just gripping blogs about her Osprey family.
You can find her 2021 blog in the archives of the Colonial Beach Osprey Festival.org website.
And then Mike Callahan, who is just the nature tour guide extraordinaire. So knowledgeable about every aspect of nature. To go on a walk with him is just such a privilege. So we had these two just amazing people that showed up again, seemingly by coincidence, but all these coincidences begin to make you think.
You gotta wonder.
Maybe there was like something a little heaven sent.
And the thing that Mike's going to do is he's giving a talk at the Fisheries Commission building, which is where a lot of our specialty talks are going to happen. And immediately afterwards, he'll take a group on a hike. So you'll get to hear him talk about raptors and then walk into nature with him, or he'll show you some raptors. That's very exciting. And what a lot of people don't know about Colonial Beach is that we are a bird sanctuary.
Yes.
And do you know anything about how that happened?
I don't. I looked up the, I guess it's the ordinance, or it's the ordinance, and I could not find how long ago that was,
but
I
think
it's
been
a long time. And so we are a bird sanctuary, and the thing I didn't put in that I would love to do is what we have here in Colonial Beach is considered a osprey garden, and it's because of the close proximity of the platforms to each other here in this small area. I think it's 2.6 miles.
Is that unusual? An osprey garden? Is that something not every community
not every
that
community
has ospreys
has? That's right. It's the platforms that actually make it the garden. We put those platforms up so they can nest, so they can have chicks, and we cultivate ospreys. That's what we do. And I think it's wonderful, and I've learned this, and I could talk all day about it,
but I'll stop. No, because that's the thing, the platforms that people see, they don't always realize that those platforms actually are a really important part of our community now. We have Osprey platforms that are built by individuals, but also some that are built by Dominion Power on top of their power poles. And that's one of the ways that they respect the birds, which is great.
That's true. And in fact, I just found out this year, and I haven't met anyone that knew this, that lives here in Colonial Beach or has lived here for a long time. Dominion actually replaces for Colonial Beach two platforms a year with new aluminum, especially made for the Ospreys, state-of-the-art platforms, and they take down the old ones and put up the new ones, two a year, and those, I understand, cost $800 each. So it's good for them, and it's also good for our Ospreys. And I will also say it's not only on their power poles. Sometimes they will go ahead and replace a nest that is falling apart. They will do that anyway. So,
and that's not an easy job. I watched your husband and Cable Risden put up, repair one of those nests.
That was sort of in the water, yes. So it's not an easy job.
Right.
But I appreciate Dominion for doing that.
Yeah. And it's really kind of created some community around the birds. We have people who are nest watchers. We have over 30 people who are nest watchers, and they keep an eye on the nests. They take photographs. They name their birds.
Yes.
You have named birds.
I have named birds. I sure do.
Do you want to tell us the names of your birds?
Well, they're Dr. and Mrs. Livingstone. And
I presume.
Yes, and as their babies come, I have to look and see what names we've used in the past, because they had quite a few children. So we still have names to select from for the new ones this year. So mine could be back this week, maybe next week.
Okay.
Typically.
And Cable, who helped repair that nest, has Cable and his wife, Pam, have a nest with an elderly bird.
Really?
And she was the one who they found a band on.
Correct.
That they discovered she's one of the oldest birds in the Chesapeake Bay watershed.
Oh, my.
And the bird was over 20 years old, and she was still attempting to mate, unsuccessfully last year. So he named her Mrs. Robinson.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
Great.
It was great. And she came from Maryland. She was banded as a baby in Maryland. So.
Right. And have you named any birds,
yes.
Joyce? So tell us about your birds.
So my nest is around Bancroft and Madison. And so, of course, they're called James and Dolly Madison.
Yes. Especially around here, since Madison's birthplace is
right,
not far
16
away.
16 miles away, yeah.
So people around here have named their birds.
Yes.
They feel very protective of their birds,
yes.
Which is wonderful. And it's a great community. The whole town has turned out to make this festival really special this year, because it's the first time, as we said, since 2019, that we've been able to have a festival live and in person. And that date of that festival is?
April 9th.
April 9th, 2022. Do you remember the times?
9 to 5.
Of course you do.
On Town Hill. It's going to be a great time. I encourage everyone to come and have a wonderful time. You're going to learn something. It's going to be great.
Yeah, come out and just have a great time.
I just wanted to mention that it can be done rain or shine, because maybe 80% of the festival is undercover.
Right.
You're either on a trolley or at the Fisheries Commission or in a golf cart, or hopefully stopping in at a restaurant or pub.
Right.
Oh, which reminds me, we forgot to mention something. The Grand Old Osprey Concert.
Right. There's going to be live music at the brewery, Colonial Beach Brewing. We have two breweries in town.
Mm-hmm.
The concert will be at Colonial Beach Brewing. And the night before the event, there's an art walk in town featuring wildlife art, especially art featuring the birds.
Right, and there are some just truly fabulous wildlife artists in this town. I mean, even people that are internationally recognized.
So if you have friends or family out of town, or if you're listening to this out of town, there are so many lovely little cottages and hotels and boutique places that you can stay at and come and enjoy the entire weekend. Immerse yourself in the birding community.
And our two wonderful motels, the River Edge Inn and the River View Inn,
mm-hmm.
Where lots of people can stay and each one has something different to offer, but
right,
but and just, everybody raves about both of them.
Right, and meet wonderful people.
At our two motels, they're both within walking distance of the festival.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. So anyway, it's going to be a great time.
And Colonial Beach, because what's not to love about right. Colonial Beach?
Remember to visit Colonial Beach Osprey Festival. .org to find out more.
We at WWER appreciate Joyce and Joni and all the Osprey Festival volunteers. And the festival organizers want to thank their sponsors. The Osprey Festival of the Potomac Chesapeake Bay Watershed is an annual event hosted by Downtown Colonial Beach. Thanks again for listening to Talk of the Town on WWER 88.1 FM.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.